This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We thank God for the privilege, honor, and blessing to be in your company again. I am Jack Cook, your host, here at the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. Listen, we sure will be blessed to hear from you. You can drop us an email at jackdapreacher, J-A-C-K-D-A, preacher, jackdapreacher at gmail.com. You can write us by mail at P.O. Box 255, College Station, Texas, 77841. You could just drop us a quick call at 888-563-7713 for your prayer request, for your questions, your comments, whatever may be on your heart. We'll be blessed to hear from you. We are continuing in our offering from the Gospel of St. John. Here in the 14th chapter, we're about to move into this 14th chapter that have blessed my heart, that have proven to be revolutionary in my personal testimony and my personal life. And we want to expound these truths in your hearing. We pray indeed that they will prove to exhort you and to edify you and to comfort you indeed as they have indeed bless your servant, and we are grateful. We are moving into this section that we have broken down. We're into the edification, amen, where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ speaks these words of edification, of building up, of strengthening to his disciples and vicariously to us, his church, his disciples, amen. So before we get into the study tonight, let's just go before the Lord in prayer together. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise your holy name, Lord, and pray, Lord, and thank you for making a way, Lord God, that we are able to come back into the hearing, into the hearts of those that you have predestined and ordained that we would come together in this time, in this study. And I pray, Lord, indeed you be glorified in it. Lord, we consecrate it and dedicate it to you for your glory, Lord. We thank you for the privilege, the honor, and blessing to be able to minister this word. So, Holy Spirit, we pray you come into this room, and Lord, and have your way. Come into this talk, Lord God, and have your way. Teach and speak that we may hear and know and understand. And we pray, Lord God, you scatter these words. Scatter, Lord God, these truths unto the four corners of this earth. Lord, we love you and bless you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter. And here our Lord seeks to comfort us in this word of exhortation. And verse 1, it reads, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And we're familiar with this. The scripture is read oftentimes at funerals. It's read for edification and many occasions in the church. Amen. And it definitely is a word of comfort. Amen. Verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. Now, this is a promise. Hallelujah. This is a word of assurance, a word of comfort. Hallelujah. Bless you. I thank God for this assurance. I thank God that the Lord say, indeed, Lord God, that we ought not be troubled about it. If we believe in God the Father, we ought to believe in God the Son. Amen. The Lord say, if this wasn't so, I would have told you. I would have told you that when you die, that's the end. I would have told you that there is nothing beyond the grave. If it was so, I would have told you. But that's not so. Amen. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. A place for you. A place for me. A place for us that believe. A place for us that have professed our faith in Christ Jesus and have surrendered our spirit, our soul, and our body unto him for his glory. And the Lord, and Thomas says, in verse 4, he says, the Lord says, and where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Why do they know? How do they know? Because he's taught them. He made sure that they know. Now, were they listening? Were their hearts able to receive it? Well, it's apparent from Thomas's comment here that there were still some issues. So Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not where you're going, Lord, and how can we know the way? Hallelujah. And so Jesus gently and Jesus lovingly says to him, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And this is the thing that gets Jesus in trouble. This is the thing that gets the church in trouble, because the world and even the flesh and sure enough the devil. Yeah, and the world's religions out there, they all want to claim that there are many ways to get to God. But the Lord stands alone in this declaration, in that no man come to the Father but by me. And that's why all this diversity talk and all this inclusion is willing to include everything and everybody and whatever you can imagine, and why they want to exclude our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because, hey, he is exclusive. Amen. He is, amen. He does stand alone. He is by himself. And the world don't like that. Mm-mm. Religion don't like that. Amen. Religion wants you to think that there's all kind of ways you can get to God. Can I tell you, God is just not so desperate. He is not so desperate a God, amen, that he will take you and me any old kind of way. No, he have set the way. He have made the plan from the foundation of the world. He have set it in order, and the plan is in place. Hallelujah. Amen. For indeed, hallelujah, our Lord have gone on to Calvary. Amen. And he indeed have died, and he was buried. Amen. But hallelujah, he rose, amen, on the third day, according to the scriptures. Amen. And I stake my faith. I stake my belief. I stake my future in it. What about you today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Verse 7, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Now, Philip gets into the act in verse 8 and saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Just show us the Father now, Lord, and we'll be all right. Hallelujah. But the Lord says unto him, have I been so long with you? Amen. And yet you have not known me, Philip. He that has seen me has seen the Father. My. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Come on, Philip. Philip, you were there with me, Philip. You were there when we fed the 5,000. You were there, Philip, when we raised Lazarus from the grave. You were there, Philip. Amen. You were an eyewitness to it, Philip. And you were there when I declared unto you that I do nothing or say nothing, but that it come from what the Father would have me to say. Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. There it is again. He's been telling them this all along. Yeah, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Amen. He is doing the work. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, I believe, that it was God that was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Because our Lord was all God and all man. He's God in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. If you don't believe nothing else, like he told him back over in John 6, you remember we had that talk. Amen. Back over in John the 6th chapter when we were looking at the manifestation of the Son of God, and the Lord manifested himself unto the crowd that followed him after he fed the 5,000, and the Lord spoke to them directly. He said, if you don't believe anything else, believe the works that I do. Believe the works that I do. Amen. For you witnessed them with your very eyes. Hallelujah. This is no trickery. This is no parlor tricks. Hallelujah, that I'm doing. But this is the true miracles and work of God. Verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord God. Now I submit to you that the works that we may do, they may be greater in the sense that they are greater in sheer volume. Hallelujah. In sheer volume of number. But I submit to you, I guarantee you that whatever we're doing certainly was not of the quality that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ have done. Amen. And is doing and is going to do. Because it's not over. It is not over. Hallelujah. In verse 13, and whatever you shall ask in my name, hallelujah, that will I do. See, he's trusting us. The Lord is trusting us that we will ask responsibly. He is trusting us that we will ask in wisdom and in knowledge and in understanding, and that whatever we ask for is first of all to glorify our Father. And secondly, amen, and to help be a help unto our fellow man, amen, and to please our Lord and our God, amen. Not out of selfish greed and out of fleshly, carnal, sensual desires do we ask the Lord, but we ask according to his will and according to his purpose, amen. And so whatever you shall ask in my name, in that context, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Ah, bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. You know, and sometime, I don't know about you, but sometime through the years, Lord, as we have sought the Lord and have asked the Lord for the very things that we feel in our heart and in our spirit will glorify him and that he would desire, and it is according to his promise. But you know, somebody said that promises delayed or not promises desire. And we're exhorted in another place, amen, to wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And sometimes, y'all, we just have to stir up ourselves, amen, to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. But know today that his promises are sure. And now we move into this portion of this chapter, amen, that really, really, I don't know about you, but it bless me, amen, amen. And first of all, verse 15, let's just dig into this, if you will, amen. If, this is our Lord speaking, it's in the red, if you haven't torn it out your Bibles, amen. If you love me, come on somebody, keep my commandments. If you love me, you see, the Lord is not so naive, amen, to think that everybody loves him. To think that the whole world and all of mankind loves him. Oh, no, no, no. He knew better from the beginning. Amen, amen. And it, he saw it, amen, face to face. He saw it day after day. So he says to you and he says to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. Not keep my requests, not keep my suggestions, but keep my commandments. Hallelujah. For indeed, he has paid the cost to be the boss, y'all. He is King of kings, and he is Lord of lords. He's either Lord of all, or he is not Lord at all. Hallelujah. He is our King. He is our Lord. So he has the authority and the right, amen, to command us, amen, to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, but if you love me, he's not a tyrant. Hallelujah. He's not a tyrant. He's not a slave master. Amen. But he's a shepherd. And so whatever we do for him, the Lord desires that we do it out of love. That we do it out of love. If you love me, keep my commandments. And here comes the promises. Hallelujah. Hold on to your Bibles. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Hallelujah. That he may abide with you. How long? Forever. Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Forever. Listen at that. Listen. You got to hear this. That he may abide with you. Listen. He may abide with you. Not till the rapture come. Not till we're caught away. And not until we're in New Jerusalem even. Not until even then. But how long? What does it say right here? How long? Forever. Forever. I submit to you that even in our glorified bodies. Hallelujah. When the Lord have caught us up. Amen. In the air. Amen. And we've gone on before his judgment seat and have received our reward and have put on our robe, put on our crown, put on our golden slippers. Hallelujah. As the old folks used to say, ah, glory to your name. The Holy Spirit will still be there. Hallelujah. Not only will he be there, he will still be in us. Hallelujah. For he said, we are his temple. We will be his temple forever, amen, and ever. That's why New Jerusalem doesn't need a temple, amen, because God the Father is there, God the Son is there, amen, and we are there, the temple, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Verse 17, even the Spirit, capital S, of truth, whom the world can't receive. The world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, hallelujah, and shall be in you, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's with you, amen, for he's always striving with the heart of man, amen. He's always striving with man, amen. But then the promise is, hallelujah, and this came to pass on the day of Pentecost, that he set up his abode and came and dwelt in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will not leave you comfortless. Thank you, Lord God. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. My, my, my. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We shall live, y'all, and not die. We shall live. Hallelujah. They may take, hallelujah. They may kill us, y'all, but they cannot take our life. Hallelujah. For our life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. In one of these good old days, hallelujah, he is going to come back for you and for me that are born again. Hallelujah. At that day, yeah, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. He that hath my commandments, that is again, and keeps them, are you listening? He it is that loves me. It's simple as that. It's simple as that. It's no magic formula to this thing, y'all. It's as simple as that. If you love him, you'll do what he tell you to do. If you love him, you'll keep his commandments. You'll keep his statutes. You'll keep his precepts. You'll keep his commandments. Amen. Amen. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Talking about us. Amen. And Judas jumps in. Yeah, and says unto him, and we're not talking about Iscariot now, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said, didn't rail him, didn't thump him upside the head, amen, didn't ridicule him, didn't scorn him, amen. He just kept on explaining, because it's important that we know and understand this, amen. So he takes it a little deeper. If, and you know that little two-letter word, that if, is a powerful little word. That little word if means on condition that, yeah, it means that, that you're liable to, amen, because of, yeah, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. He's telling them again, and we, put a pen right there, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. My hallelujah, that shouting ground right there. You know what he's saying? He's saying, not only is the Comforter in you, hallelujah, not only is the Holy Spirit taking up his abode with you, but if you love me, if you keep my commandments, not only will I come, amen, but the Father will come, and the Godhead, hallelujah, we will come and take up our abode in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Take up our abode with you. Amen. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. As simple as that. Hallelujah. And all you got to do is watch. Amen. You don't have to judge, but all you have to do is watch and mark them. Hallelujah. That cause division and derision. Hallelujah. Mark them. Amen. That demonstrate by their conduct and their character, their conversation, that demonstrate by their actions that they really don't love the Lord. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And that's simply how you know. Amen. If one doesn't love the Lord, they're not going to keep his sayings. Amen. They're not going to keep his commandments. And the word which you hear is not mine. He's reiterating that. But the Father's who sent me. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. These things have I spoken unto you, being present with you. Come on here, somebody. But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Ghost, in case you was wondering, amen, is one and the same, amen, whom the Father will send. Listen, look who's sending. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you. How many things? A few things? Some things? No. It's right here. He will teach you all things. He will teach you all things. Whatever you need to know. Whatever it is that is critical for you and I to know in this life. Amen. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost will teach us those things. Amen. And bring all things to your remembrance. That's why you have to study the word. That's why you have to digest the word. That's why you have to feast on the word and absorb the word in your spirit, man. Hallelujah. In your soul, amen. Because when you put the word of Lord in you, amen, and read and dwell on it and meditate on it, study it, amen, amen. The promise is that I will bring those things to your remembrance. Amen. Whatever I have said unto you, amen, the Holy Spirit, saith the Lord, will bring to your remembrance. Amen. Amen. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. not as the world giveth I unto you. The world's got their idea of peace, but the Lord indeed has true peace. True peace. And this peace is priceless. This peace, y'all, you have to guard with your very being. Amen. When you are blessed in your life, to come to that peace, to rest in the Lord, in this peace, amen, that our Lord gives, you have to cover that. You have to protect that. You have to strive to keep that peace, amen, because the world will try to take it away. You know the devil will try to steal it from you, amen, and even your own loved ones and your own fellow church members and all, they will try to take your peace, amen. But you have to hold on to your peace, amen. Peace and let not your heart be troubled. Listen to this, Lord. Listen to this. Right where back where he started in verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. My. Thank you, Lord. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you will rejoice. Now, it's hard to do, Lord. It's hard to do because you're leaving us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. My, bless you, Lord. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. The Lord said, I want you to know now. I'm telling you now. So when it happens, you won't be shocked. So when it happens, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance that I have told you that it was going to happen. That the world didn't do it. The devil didn't do it. Amen. Man didn't do it. Amen. But I lay down my life. Amen. And if I lay it down, I'll take it up again. Bless you, Lord God. And now I've told you before it came to pass, hallelujah, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Verse 30, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, amen, and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Even so I do. You see how the Lord demonstrates? You see how he models importance and models the matter of obeying, amen, of keeping commandments. See, the Lord had commandments he had to keep. I have commandments, you have commandments, we have commandments from the Lord, our God, that we have to keep, amen. And so the Lord says, arise and let us go from here. Well, y'all, I have to arise and I have to get on up out of here. But I pray that this was a blessing to you. I pray something was said and done this day to comfort you, to strengthen you, amen, to indeed encourage you, amen, to run on in Jesus' name. And know, y'all, that his promises are sure. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. Lord God, we exalt your holy name. We praise you this day. We pray, Lord God, for that soul that may not know you in the pardon of their sin. We pray, Lord God, that you, Holy Spirit, will strive into their heart. We pray, Lord God, that you will minister to them. And we pray, Lord God, that indeed they will come crying, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, we pray you would take this word and, Lord God, and use it for your glory. Embed it in this internet, Lord God, that it may stand, hallelujah, forever and forever. For your glory we pray. We consecrate it and dedicate it to you in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord God. God bless y'all. We'll see you next time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.